the door to the room where I could simply buy a table. Monsieur Perdu ran his hand over his mouth. Yes. Dust down the books, put them away again, forget about the door. Buy a table and carry on as he had for the last 2 decades. In 20 years' time, he'd be 70, and from there he'd make it through the rest. Maybe he'd die prematurely. Coward. He tightened his trembling fist on the door handle. Slowly, the tall man opened the door. He pushed it softly inward, screwed up his eyes, and nothing but moonlight and dry air. He breathed it in through his nose, analyzing it, but found nothing. Ah, smell has gone. Over the course of 21 summers, Monsieur Perdu had become as adept at avoiding thinking of as he was at stepping around open manholes. He mainly thought of her as a pause amid the hum of his thoughts, as a blank in the pictures of the past, as a dark spot amid his feelings. He was capable of conjuring all kinds of gaps. Monsieur Perdu looked around. How quiet the room seemed.